With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Jake.
I'm Michael.
And welcome
to the Imposter Syndrome Podcast.
Ooh.
Halloween Spooktacular. Part 4. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm feeling spooky.
Spooky. Ooh. I'm sad, man. This is our last Halloween Spooktacular episode.
For this year.
For this year,
yes.
Of course. Yeah, so we're not leaving. We're never leaving.
Oh, you can never kill us that easily.
Yeah, so today is our last one. It's been a wild ride.
Yeah.
We had our first guest.
I know.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, we really took this Rodecaster for a spin.
Yeah, we got it around like literally the time.
The podcast before. Yeah,
the podcast beforehand, so... It's been a level up, you know.
Oh, definitely
a Mario level up for sure.
You know what's nice? Not having disassemble my audio setup every time we do a podcast.
Yeah, it must be nice, huh?
Yeah,
yeah. I have to set up every single time, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I do too.
I do too. No, you don't. You don't have to do anything. You just said so.
Well, no, I don't disassemble my Focusrite anymore.
I guess that's true because we were using the Focusrite before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely... what do you guys think? Let us know. Is it better quality?
I would hope so.
I would hope so, right?
First comment's like, actually, it's kind of worse.
Yeah, right? Can you imagine? It's like, oh, we got to go back, man.
I liked it better when the levels were uneven.
I like the white noise in the background.
Anyway, so our final Halloween Spooktacular episode of this year, we're going reality. We're talking about some of our experiences of Halloween.
Yeah, man. I mean, we did movies, we did games, we did anime and manga. Now we're going IRL.
Yeah.
Do you remember what you used to dress up as when you were a kid? Or just in general?
So, I was an ambitious child. And
sure.
I'm also an ambitious adult in the sense of like, I feel like I can pull that costume off if I really think about it.
Okay.
If I really go for at it. I mean, prime example is right next to me.
Yeah, you have a whole pyramid head.
Yep. And it's not like looking back on it now, I'm like, I could probably make it better.
Well, yeah, 100%. When did you make this?
Back in 2014,
I think. That's when we just started, right? When we just graduated high school.
No, I mean, like, I was in high school. Right?
Yeah, but that's, like, the year, though. So
yeah.
We're relatively close to 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad, man. I mean, especially for, like, a first attempt type thing. It definitely, like, gets the point across.
Right. And, I mean, this is based off the movie version.
Yeah.
Which I'm, like, is a little bit inferior to the game version.
Yeah, but still.
But, I mean, at least the movie version, you can actually, one, fit your head in, and two,
you can
actually see.
That's what I was thinking. I was trying to, like, look at that. I'm like, how do you even see? But, I mean, I see the holes for it.
Yeah, because, like, in the... If I were to do, like, a game version of Pyramid Head...
It's just fully, like...
It's fully just metal.
Yeah, so and you would have to get, like, some weird, like mesh... You know what I mean? Like almost like, you know, those bookcases, book covers, I mean, that you would use that were like cloth, that were like see-through.
Yeah.
You'd have to get like a gray one of those and like attach it just to make it kind of like, okay, I could see, but it's still accurate.
Yeah. Also with how the pyramid's shaped, it's like...
An awkward place for your eyes.
Yeah. Because I think the movie itself had this problem of like the normal pyramid head design can't really fit a normal human skull in.
Yeah.
So it's like they had to... make a new design so someone can actually like
wear it.
Wear it. Yeah.
Nowadays they would just CG it on.
Yeah. That was, yeah, I've done a lot of costumes, much to the ire of my parents, because I was like, I have an idea, right? And they'd be like, oh, okay.
Here we go.
here we go. What arts and crafts project are we starting now? And I mean, I like Pyramid Head, though the time that I did it, it was weird because I had the helmet down, I had the sword. Problem is body. Because if I was following the movie design, Pyramid Head in the movie is like a ripped dude.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I am not a ripped dude. Far from it. So it's like, all right, I got to do something. Also, I don't want to be shirtless in public at night in the cold.
In the cold. Especially like nowadays, you might get away with it. But like back then, probably it was like much colder during October.
Yeah. So I had like a white t-shirt that was kind of just like bloody.
Dude, I remember being freezing on Halloween some nights.
And it was just kind of awkward. And I was just like, I look a little bit derpy in this.
But, a little derpy, but hey.
Yeah. Honestly, my favorite actual costume, or there was two of them. One was Sweeney Todd, the movie version.
Oh, that's cool.
I went full out. Like, I did the makeup. I had the wig. I had bought the razors. And I was like, I looked pretty legit. I was like, cool.
Sick.
And the second one I did was Eddie Gluskin, the groom from Outlast.
Okay, nice.
And that one, I think, was probably the most fun.
Yeah.
Because I...
Darling.
Yeah, I know. I would follow, like, trick-or-treaters and stuff.
And just been start messing with them.
Well, I had the... Because on my blog, there, I think, like, the kids who used to be here all grew up and did their own thing. So there was not as much kids as it used to be. So what I did was I would be the candy giver out person.
Sure.
And I just made up this rule. I was like, you can only take two. And it's like, well, what happens if you take three? It's like, well, you'll find out. So I think there was one kid who just like looked at me in the eye and I was kind of like tentatively grabbed the third one. And I just smiled and he like starts walking away, close the door. I run through the house, get through the garage exit. I'm standing on the other side.
No way. And
he's kind of just like looking behind him like, oh, what?
Yeah. Like, how'd you get here?
Yeah. There's some group of teenagers, because I had a real knife, but it was like a bread knife.
Yeah, it wasn't sharp or anything.
Like, it's sharp with like the teeth, the points, but like, but it's not something you can just stab someone.
Yeah,
So I had like, there's these teenagers who left, and I was like following them, and some guy's like, yo, dude, chill. Like, it's a real knife. I'm like, oh, and I'm like, God, it's relaxing. Like,
it's like, yo, dude. It's like, I know. It's like, that's when you start, but that's how you know it was working.
Yeah.
Whenever you hear the yo, dude, chill, you know someone's spooked.
Yeah. Where are you going, darling?
Yo, dude, relax, bro. Chill. Meanwhile, they're like shitting bricks. Like, oh my God, is this the end?
The bloody knife with a slightly homosexual undertone is too unnerving. Darling,
that
come
was
in.
That was the fear.
Yeah, I mean, when I was younger, especially, I like always tried going ham, and because it's like, it's the one time of the year of like, I guess I just have a love for cosplay that I just didn't realize. I was like, it's so fun.
It is
being
fun.
These characters.
It's fun. It's fun being something other than yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what like the real appeal of Halloween is in the first place. I mean, obviously for children, it's dressing up, and then it's also the candy aspect. But for adults, it's just getting drunk and being somebody different for a day.
Yeah. I mean, I always find it's kind of like a character piece of like, how close can I get to the actual character?
Well, that's why I'm going all out this year.
Yeah?
I'm building my own bat suit.
Oh!
Yeah, dude, I'm building it. So, I have this party I'm going to on the 30th that some old college buddies... and them were doing
nice,
and me and Jen were trying to figure out what to do. Like, are we gonna do our own things or just you know, be couple-esque, you know, whatever,
right?
You know, so we had like three options. It was either like the Space Jam jerseys, right, which was kind of is super lame, but hey,
listen, with the release of the sequel movie, not the greatest choice.
Yeah, I mean, granted, it's 90s and 2000s themed, but that's why, another reason why.
Oh, okay.
So that was an idea for that, but it's not required, and so we were looking at other options too. So we had this witch and warlock type theme. Co, I swear to God.
He is right next to the real cast. If you I swear to God, Co. He's like, what if I hit the entrance music again? No, you can't have this. This is a drink.
Please. Please.
Hang on.
I know we drew you on the table, but this is not what we had in mind. Oh, he's like, all right.
Sorry, continue.
No problem. Yeah, so we had a witch and warlock one, but all the warlock ones sucked. I mean, I found like this kind of like Victorian jacket thing that I was going to wear.
Mm.
But and then there was also, she would be like, she had like this tiger onesie type thing, and then that was gonna be Joe Exotic.
Dated.
Tiger King.
Dated.
And exactly. Horrible. Yeah, horrible and dated. Yeah, I agree. So we didn't do that. Space Jam was a no. But then her witch costume, was sold out by the time we settled on it.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck. So she got this Catwoman one. And she was like, oh, you could be Batman. And I'm like, finally, right? I'm like, this is my time. I've never gotten the opportunity to really go out like that, right?
Yeah.
So I was looking online at like sick cosplays because I was like trying to look for something cool, you know?
Yeah, not lame shit.
Yeah. So all I saw was either ones, like there was like this Pattinson suit one, but it was all like fabric.
Okay.
So it wasn't like armored or anything.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, this is kind of weird. And I don't know how it'll look, but like, let's try it. Right. Cause it came with a cowl and a cape and I was like, all right, but it had to be tailored and it would never get to me in time.
Oh yeah.
Then I had also other suits that were way too expensive.
Oh yeah.
Like $300 or whatever.
Mm.
And then I was stuck with like the shitty Walmart versions that were puffy and like really crap.
Yeah.
And like Thanos said, I said, fuck it. I'm just going to do it myself. So I bought a template on Etsy and I've been cutting it out. Got the foam and I'm going to be making it.
Damn.
The whole thing. It has the chest plates, has the cowl, neck braces, wrists and biceps, shin guards, thighs, the whole nine yards. So
damn.
Yeah. Utility belt. It's going to be cool.
Now, you better show me what this looks like in the end.
Oh, 100%. I mean, like, she was like, what if it comes out shitty? I was like, it's not. I said, I got this. But I said, in the event that it does, I'll just have to settle for the shitty Walmart version. But,
oh, no.
Which would be a bummer. So I'm very motivated to make this work.
Now, is this going to be your favorite costume that you've worn?
I mean, we'll see how it comes out, right?
Yeah.
otherwise, I mean, for costumes... are we counting just Halloween or like conventions too?
I mean, you can do conventions. Fuck it, whatever.
Sure. So, I mean, it's not like I've only done Sasuke for conventions and he's one of my favorite characters ever. Yeah. So that was a really cool one. I was a ninja last year. The year before that, I was Naruto, the last version. So yeah, like the black suit.
Mm-hmm.
In high school, I did a Twilight vampire. But it was a joke. It was a joke.
Like,
it was a joke. Like I was really half-assing it. I just like put some blood on me, got some fangs, put a scarf on, and just called it a day. Like I wasn't like, oh, like this is like something I'm into. I was
half
like,
expecting you to be like, I covered myself with glitter.
Oh, dude, I should have. But I don't know if I did honestly. If I put glitter on me or not, I feel like that's something that would have made it clear.
Oh yeah.
But I think I was just trying to like, you know, just be stupid. Overall, I had this one dinosaur one when I was like five. I've seen like three or four Halloweens I wore it, so I must have really liked it.
Oh my god, what did I remember? Because when I was younger, I was a huge fan of Bionicles.
I loved Bionicles.
Yeah, and I think one year we like made one of the villain sets.
Oh, yeah?
For a costume.
What? How'd you even do that?
Creatively. I mean, I think like in hindsight, if you looked at it now, it'd probably be like, okay, well, like this is like very kitty version.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was really kind of smart because it was like, I don't know if I have like, my brain is like forever cataloged every single Bionicle set because that's how obsessed I was.
Yeah, I don't remember, to be honest with you.
It was like, because the design was like, they kind of like had the hunchbacked sort of thing with spikes and then had these like long two-pronged staffs.
That's cool.
And so like we made the staff and we had those glow sticks wrapped around it. So it'd be like an energy thing. And then it was like a baseball cap with like with a padding over it and made eyes. So that was like the head.
Yeah.
And then we had like a backpack with like sewn together stuffed. So that was like the hunchback with the spikes on it. It was pretty cool for like a kid's cosplay.
Dude, speaking of cosplay, I remember seeing, I went to this anime convention, the one that I was Sasuke at.
Yeah.
And man, I'll never forget. There's this one dude who was dressed as Naruto. Right. Mm. And that wasn't the problem. The problem was is that, you know how Naruto's blonde, right?
Yeah.
He just got a wig on that was just a normal, like, blonde wig.
Oh.
Like, it wasn't cut up or anything. Yeah. And it just looked like the stupidest thing I've ever seen. It was, like, draping over. I'm like, bro, who are you? Like,
you know what's my favorite cosplay? Mm. Budget JoJo stand cosplay.
Budget JoJo stands?
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
Really?
Because, like, it's hard because JoJo stands are usually like, they don't really have clothing per se. They have like some sort of semi robotic body, but not quite.
Yeah.
And then like the face is usually something different.
But they always look kind of like, I mean, emulating JoJo's art style alone is like a challenge. Right. You know?
I mean, like it'll be when people do like the human characters, they pop off pretty good. But like the stands, I remember someone did Killer Queen, which is kind of like this cat-like thing.
Yeah.
And they literally had a piece of paper like folded over their face.
No.
And with like the face
with
drawn
the face
on.
Drawn.
I was like, oh no.
No. Oh, dude, they did a paper cutout.
Oh, and it was like a pink onesie bodysuit with the abs drawn on. And it was cut. Cringy queen.
Yeah, seriously. Dude, at that point, don't even try.
Yeah, oh man. It was, those are the worst. But I mean, Halloween costumes are,
I mean, they're fun, man. It's like, you know, honestly, I was never a big Halloween guy. I still would say I'm not the biggest Halloween guy.
Yeah.
But I've come to appreciate it more in my adult life. You know, the dressing up and everything. Ironically, like, you know, it's like, who would have thought, right?
Right.
Like, out of all the people, like, I'm not into that. Like, you know what I mean? I like cosplaying for, like, conventions and, like, doing different things like that. But for Halloween purposes, when I was, like, a kid, I just never really was into it.
Yeah, I kind of had, like, a bell curve of, like, really interested and then, like, and, you know, Halloween's, no one's really around anymore, losing interest.
Well, that's the thing. I got to, like, 10 and I was, like, I'm too old for this.
Well, trick-or-treating stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but just, like, what's the point of dressing up then? I didn't go anywhere. I was 10.
True.
You know what I
True
mean?
True that.
So that's why I was just kind of like, whatever. And I was like that for a while.
Yeah.
Did you have any, like, people who went super hard for Halloween?
Oh, my God.
Like, in your, you know, you see, like, those Christmas houses, but people do that for Halloween sometimes, too.
Oh, my God. So, when I was younger, we have, because we have like my street that I live on, and then there's like a street connected to it.
Sure.
So on the connecting street, you go all the way down, there was one house that just went ham.
With the decorations and
with
everything?
Everything. So, like, usually it would be the father and the two sons. And they would just get everything. And they were very sneaky about it, too. Because you would drive by, and like, a day before Halloween. And it would be, like, a completely normal, not like lawn. Night comes. There is, like, a fucking maze in the front of the house.
What?
And shit. And the strobe light's going off. And you're like,
when did they set this up?
Like, no. It's, like, within the hours of the day. Just went. And I'm like, oh, shit. And they went ham. Because, like, their purpose was, we're going to scare children.
Yeah.
We're going to make this hard for you to get the candy.
Damn.
So, of the many examples, right? Like, so, one of them was like a doctor's office sort of thing.
Okay.
And to get the candy, you had to dig through a body.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow, they really go hard.
Yeah. Another one was, again, that maze thing.
Mazes creep me out.
Like, the dad would be dressed up as, like, some sort of Mike Myers like character in the maze.
Oh my God.
And this guy is like a tall dude. Like,
yeah. So it's a little menacing, especially for a little kid.
Yeah. So like, I remember we had a plan of like, okay, me and my cousin would like distract while my sister and the other cousin would go
get the candy.
And like, we distract, they bolt towards the door. They the door opens. It's the Sons of Chainsaws.
Oh my God. Really?
Yeah.
Just when you think you're safe.
Yeah. Right. And it's like, oh, fuck, there was no escape. And like,
they charge for this?
No.
This is all just because they
because
they like it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I remember the best one they did was dad was Mike Myers. And he would follow you down the block.
No way.
At a distance, right?
Yeah.
So you'd be walking like social way distance. Past the house. And you'd just be like going and you're like peek behind you, just see him like there, and you're like,
but what about the other kids who are coming in his absence?
Well, the boys,
the boys are there.
They went the opposite direction with chainsaw and a weed whacker, and they would just go to other people's houses and wait in the bushes for the trick or treaters to come back. So, like, you hear the kids like trick or treat, and they get the candy, come down.
No way.
And I'm like, and you see them like bolting from house to house, like just going. And I'm like, crazy. Oh my God, wow. No one's safe.
Yeah, dude, what a field day for a kid, right?
Because I also told my friend about this about the time, and he's like, nah. And I'm like, no, listen, it's really fucking scary. So, like, he had this whole posse of friends and, like, younger kids. We got into, like, we carpooled. There was, like, 20 kids pulling up to this house. The wave goes down. Chainsaw goes up. The wave backpedals. And I'm like, I warned you, yeah. Son of a bitch.
That's crazy, man. It's like the Purge, but for children. It's like, you know, because children are little tormentors. So now they get like one full day where they get out of their system.
Yeah.
That's probably why they do it. That's like the main motivation.
It really sucks because I miss that prime spot of like kids being on my block to do that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like one year I was going to be like, I'm going to recreate an Outlast scene.
Oh, that'd
in the
be
back
crazy.
And like get some friends. We'd be like the crazy asylum inmates. And whenever kids come by, we'd be like start screaming at them.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing here? Like, you know, like start following them and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But alas, you know.
Yeah, yeah, man, it's weird. Didn't they cancel Halloween or something last year?
Yeah, I mean, they had a couple years where
it's been like canceled.
Like the town calls and it's like, our Halloween, we're going to do some cars in a parking lot and none of the kids can go to car to car.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm like, that's fucking lame.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's weird. It's a weird time you live in.
Yeah, I mean, that was before the whole COVID thing. That was like, because
I've seen it being canceled in my area due to snow.
That was an issue of like, there was a couple of years where for some reason it would start snowing in October. And I was like, well,
it was cold, man.
Yep.
Those were cold years.
Yeah. And there was one like where fucking hurricane hit. So it was like downpour.
Yeah, that was another one too. They had to cancel. I remember that.
Yeah, it's Halloween's been getting shivved a bit lately. And I was like,
this year seems fine though.
This year seems fine.
Yeah.
But I was just like, Halloween's one of my favorite holidays because it's like
spooky.
Spooks. I love the spooks.
Yeah, it's like you celebrate the
scaries. No one has to be obligatorily nice to each other. Like, huh.
That's true. You could just kind of go kind of all out in that regard.
Exactly.
I didn't have any houses in my area that would like go in. Like obviously you'd get the lights and like some stuff here and there, but nothing like super bombastic
right,
like that.
Okay.
There, I have Christmas houses like that, but that's for another time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Christmas decorations are more tacky than Halloween.
I think it can be, but I think it's just the way. I think it's just all presentation.
Like if you do lights and stuff, that's fine.
Yeah.
But like once you start getting the fucking inflatables and shit, it's kind of just like stop. Like you know what's cool? Going by one of the houses down on another block where I live.
Yeah.
They had this huge ass inflatable spider thing, and it goes on front of the house. And so, like, there's a big-ass tarantula thing just hanging there. I'm like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I have, there's this house in the area that does some, like, they open their whole house to the public.
Yeah.
And it's all decked out.
Yeah.
Like, super decked out. But, again, that's for another time.
You know what I've really been tempted to get? Have you seen that meme around of like the 12-foot tall skeleton decoration?
What? No.
So it's as described, it's a 12-foot tall like lawn ornament of a giant skeleton.
No way.
And people were just like, yo, the skeleton wars start again. Here we go.
Yeah, seriously.
And now it's been up this year of like, okay, now someone's built these like giant bone hands.
Okay.
And they would put them through their house's window. So it looks like there's a giant skeleton in the house.
Oh, that's super dope.
And I'm just like,
see, that kind of stuff is cool. That's mad creative.
I'm like, it's really tempting. I'm like, can we get the skeleton?
Can we do that?
I'll keep it in the studio.
can we buy it on Amazon?
Oh my God. That'd be funny as hell. That is like 10-foot package just comes.
Oh,
like,
I primed it. It's on its way. 2 days.
Yeah. I mean, I always love going out of Halloween. And I mean, now as you get older and like the parents kind of just like, I don't really care. Like, no one's coming here.
Yeah, it's like, no one's coming here. You're not kidding. You know, I mean, it's just, yeah. If you're going to do it yourself type thing.
Yeah, and I fucking stick to it. Like, I always make sure we get a pumpkin. I always make sure it's carved and lit.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, this year, I wanted to try out something because we grow butternut squash, right?
Yeah.
And I saw design ones where someone actually carved out a butternut squash. It's like a jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, really?
And I was like, oh, that would be really cool.
That'd be cool.
I
want to
try that. It's gonna be hard though, because butternut is a lot harder to cut through than pumpkin.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
it's thicker.
It's very thick, right?
Yeah.
So I gotta get like a fucking drill, just hollow that bitch out.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Have you been on any haunted houses this year?
Yes, actually, yes. I went on my first haunted hayride.
Oh, you did which one?
Legends of Fear.
Oh, so you did do the Legends of Fear.
Everyone has seems to have done it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, my sister done it, my cousin's done it, you've done it. Like, yeah. Everyone's just like, yo, Legends of Fear. Nope.
Yeah, it's like the like most popular one around here, right?
Yeah, and I was like, all right. Like, my friend Nick invited me to this. It was him, his girlfriend, and the girlfriend's friend. The four of us went.
Ooh.
No. and like, I was like, all right, you know, I have not really been in much of the haunted houses and stuff. Cause when I was younger, I was actually kind of afraid of them. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
But now that I'm like engrossed in horror and stuff.
Yeah. A little desensitized to it.
Yeah. And I'm like, I feel like I'm going to be more appreciative. Like, yo, look at these props. That'd be
yeah. Cool. Did you do the trail too? Or just the hayride?
Yes, I did both.
Cool. So you saw the nun house.
Yes.
That was the coolest part. I thought
there was a lot of. So let me just break it down, right? So
sure.
What we did was you have the haunted hayride, and then immediately following afterwards, you go on the haunted trail.
Okay.
And both of them operate of you kind of like go through these different scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So like you go for like the creepy church.
The clowns,
right? Ghost pirate ships, werewolves in the forest,
yeah.
Stuff like that. And I was kind of nervous because when I was getting the tickets for it and stuff, they had a trailer for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching this trailer.
It looks lame.
No, it was like the production was like big. Like they had like zombies coming out of the ground and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, listen, are we going that far? Are we going to like have pre-made holes and like zombies
not
that could be coming out? And I was like, all right, I didn't know. And then it was like, there's a necromancer dude. And I was like, he's going to be the guy I'm going to be looking for. I'm going to be like, that's the guy. Be like, what up? Front me right now. Like, but I love it because the haunted hayride was just me giggling. Cause like, I wasn't afraid. Like I was like,
of course not.
And like, cause someone who's kind of aware of production things. And I was like looking through, I was like, so we're in the Christmas tree farm right now.
Yeah. Right.
It's just foggy and spooky. And like, there's like this one black lady just like freaking the fuck out at everything.
Oh my God. Really?
Cause it's a large trailer, right?
Yeah.
And the back is open and like the actors can come on get in your face. And this girl's like, sort of thing. And I'm like, oh boy, this is going to be fun.
I went last year and the person I was with just kept saying, "Hail Satan." Like every 5 minutes to spook everybody out. I was like, come on. She was spooking me out.
Me and Nick were having a riot because we would just be having fun with the actors.
Yeah, with the actors. Yeah.
It was so there's this one part where it's the clowns, right? Yeah. And that was probably the most scary part because what it basically
I hate clowns, man.
Yeah. Nick's girlfriend is terrified of clowns, petrified. And it was really bad because the trailer goes into this barn thing. And the doors close behind you. Lights go out. And this like strobe light thing comes on. And a bunch of clowns swarm the trailer. And like one has a chainsaw. It's like rah, going through.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, holy shit. Here we go. And girlfriend's like, yeah. Hiding. Me yeah. and Nick are just laughing. But what's funny though, it was a weird moment. Because actors come on. You know, there's a guy with a chainsaw. Ooh, other one's like scary. And this one clown girl like sit next to this couple and I was like, ooh, scaring him. And then she like slides down the bench towards me and is like sitting like this, kind of just staring at me. And I'm like, okay. And we're just staring at each other. And I'm like,
yeah, like, hello.
Yeah. And then lights go back on and like clowns are like, ooh, spooky. And she's sitting there still. And we're just watching each other. I'm
like, it's
like
a stare down.
So
who's going to give first?
And then she like sneaks up the girlfriend and gets a car horn like beep and just
oh my god,
I'm like, yo, that was fucking commitment. She did not break character.
There's one clown girl that spooked me in the trail.
Is it the one on all fours?
Yes,
her name is Sprinkles the Clown.
Oh, is it?
Because we became friends with her kind of afterwards.
Oh really?
So because we were last, okay. Like one of the last groups.
Yeah.
And like we got some like cider donuts and popcorn afterwards, and we're just chilling on a bench, and like the actors are finished and like chilling, getting coffee. And but Sprinkles, for anyone who doesn't really know, there is this clown during the Haunted Trail.
Yeah, right at the almost at the beginning.
Yeah, where yeah. she has her mask on like the top of her head, and she's crawling around on all fours, which is kind of creepy. But so we're having a cider donuts, and she's still in character. So she's crawling up to us oh and like looks God. At us, and we're like, "Hey!" And like I heard her name was Sprinkles from the other actors. I'm like, "Hey, Sprinkles, what's up?" And she like gets into like a doggy pose and like. Do you want a donut?
Yeah, right.
She was funny as hell. And she was she just stayed in character.
She spooked me because I didn't see her. So it wasn't that she scared me because she was moving like that. Excuse me, sorry. I was walking through and I brushed her or something by accident. I just happened to look down and she was just staring at me. And I said, oh, I said, hey. That was probably like the only time though. And the only other times I get spooked, and it's not really anything to do with the scenery or anything, is when I can't see.
That was so, well, first off, I almost felt bad because I was trying to like be careful, like step around Sprinkles quite like tentatively because I'm like, I really don't want to step on your fingers.
Yeah.
And stuff. And then like the clown part and some parts of the trail were either completely dark or it was just disorienting. And I was just like, I can't see or figure out where I'm going. So you just got to hang on for a second. And what was really funny and fun, kind of bad was how we were positioned. I was at the end and there was the girls in the front and I was just enough of a distance away where an actor could slip through behind them, but be in front of me. So they were like some
guy. Of course you're not going to say anything.
Yeah.
Either.
So this clown thing comes in front of me. And it's like, oh, it goes behind him. And like, they get freaked out. And I'm like behind and he like kind of like turns and I'm like, sorry, excuse me, sir. And this kept happening for all the exhibits. They kept coming in front of me. So I'm just like, okay.
Excuse me. Trying to get through here.
Give me a sign. And I think though, it was kind of funny because when I saw the trailer for Legends of Fear, I thought everything was kind of going to be have the one theme of the necromancer thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, that's going to be the thing. So we had these random scenes going. And I was like, okay. It kind of was like, just throw everything
that you thought you knew.
That you thought at like just any horror window. Spooky thing. Just like throw it in. All right. We got creepy church. All right. Creepy pirates. Go. I'm like, all right, sure. one of them kind of backfired though for me.
Why?
So. There's this one part where you like the trailer stops where then it's like kind of rundown area, like rundown town sort of thing.
Yeah.
And all these like punk Mad Max style biker chicks come out. Like they're sort of like these anarchists.
I don't even remember that. That happened this year?
Yeah, on a hayride.
Oh, it was the hayride though. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't do that this year.
Yeah. So these like biker chicks come out and they're like, oh yeah. Like, and they're like, they're pretending to kill some scientist dude sort of thing. And I'm like, I'm not scared right now. In fact, I'm probably having the opposite reaction. Because I'm like, I'm
kind of turned on right now.
Some of these girls are kind of, she's kind of cool. Kinda I was like, this is not what you attended.
That's funny as hell. That is like, this is not what you thought it would
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I'm like, Yeah, that was, it was kind of hard because I'm like, some of these actresses, I'm like, I get you're trying to be scary, but you're actually kind of cute right now.
So
yeah, like,
you're kind of cute right now.
I know it's you're like, a creepy nun, but like.
But like, can I get your number or something? They have cell phones in hell or something. That's funny, man.
I have to say though, because when I first got the tickets, it was like $60 or something.
Yeah.
And I was like.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, because you did both.
I did both, right. Yeah. And I was like, man, this is pricey. Like, it better be good. And boy, I mean, they definitely put the money where the mouth is. Like, production value was great.
I didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I just did it before. So, like, I was just like, eh.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I mean, I just felt like a lot of the times, because they can't touch you, there's no fear.
Well, yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, I'm just not, I guess, like, I just wasn't scared at all.
I mean, I wasn't scared either. I was having fun.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. I mean, it could have been just because I've been there before.
Yeah.
You know? It's not that I think it was a bad production or, like, anyone did anything bad. I did like the Nun House because I thought the makeup was pretty prime.
Yeah, so.
Like, they obviously took inspiration from The Conjuring, too.
And or the nun, because I'm pretty sure the animatronic came out with the nun.
Yeah, no, it's the same figure.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. So, yeah, so they when I saw that, that's what spooked me, because that was, like, the scariest thing of that movie to me in Conjuring 2 was, the, like, the picture and then the nun just walking around.
Yeah.
So I was a little bit, like, And when they saw all of them, like, sitting there in the church, I was like, are these all actors? Because that'd be creepy. But they weren't. They were just, like, props.
Yeah,
that ruined it a little bit for me, because if they all like turned at once, then I'd be like, "Yo,
that would be something." Damn, yeah,
you know what I mean? The missed opportunity because they on that one.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I really, because I guess more from my side, I really appreciated the production of the whole thing.
Well, yeah, I guess, I mean, from that aspect, I can too. You know?
Yeah, and I was just like I think my favorite ones were, there was the forest segment where you're going through, and like, it's very dark, and like this oracle lady in the beginning, it's like, it's the night of the wolf sort of thing. And they put these little yellow LED lights that look like eyes in the trees and everywhere. So it's like a bunch of things looking at you. Yeah, it was really cool. I was like, whoa.
I was looking around. I didn't see that.
It's on the hayride.
Oh, again. That's probably why.
Yeah, because I think you need to do a hayride.
I need to do a hayride again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did it last year, but not this year.
And it was funny too, because like, I was kind of looking out. I was like, all right, I'm going to look for like when the actors are like going to jump out at me, right?
Yeah.
And so like, it's completely dark. I'm going, I kind of like glance to my right and there's like a big dark shape. And I'm like, oh, fuck, it's in a giant animatronic wolf. And right as I finish, it lights up and it's like, oh, and I'm like, it is.
All the animatronics were so loud.
I know.
I think I'm a little sour on it because they blew my eardrum.
Yeah.
And it really, because like, obviously as audio engineers, that's like the worst possible scenario.
Right.
So I was a little peeved because like the minute I walked into the house, this blaring thing went through like a bullet. And all I hear in my ear is,
flashbang.
I was like, I hate everything right now that just occurred. You know, because I'm like, my poor eardrum. It's like, you know, I'm trying to save my ears out. So I was a little peeved at that one for sure. It was like obnoxiously loud. But
the pirate one was really cool because what they did was they had this fog machine, but it sprayed out in a very thin jet near like the wheels of the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And then they lit it up. So it looked like it was water.
Okay, that's cool.
And I was like, yo, that's pretty rad. I was wondering how you're going to do this.
That's a cool visual.
Yeah. I mean, it was my first hayride, so I think maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm more lenient than you are, but.
I mean, I don't know about the hayride, because I didn't do it this year, so I have no opinion. It was, and like, it's not like the trail was bad, you know, per se. I guess like, it was just like, one thing, there was a lot of kids there too.
Yeah, we didn't have luck. I mean, maybe because we went last.
Yeah, there was like a lot of kids there, so that might have ruined it a little bit too.
I'm also surprised they let kids on.
Yeah.
Because I thought they said it was like 13 or...
These two 12-year-olds, well, those are kids. Oh, okay. These two 12-year-olds almost got into a fist fight. That was probably the most entertaining part. They were walking in front of us, and this one kid was being like the most obnoxious little twerp ever. Like, he was screaming, cussing up a storm, like... You know, either pretending to be scared or he was genuinely scared, and that's just how he is.
Yeah.
And then they move on like a little bit before us, and then when we finally catch up to them, you just see one of them on the ground. He's like, "You think you could punch me?" And I was like, "Oh my god! Like, this is really about to happen."
Oh, that's.
I would have just watched it, to be honest with you.
fight!
I was ready. I was like, "Oh, I'm ready for the hands. I'll be the ref."
We actually saw. We were exiting one portion of the trail.
Yeah.
And there's some security guard just chewing at this girl. There's like, a reminder of the rules. Do not touch the actors and like stuff. I was like, oh.
Again, your shit chewed out.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah. That's why I kept my hands in my pockets the whole time. It's like, I'm going to make sure.
Oh, my hands are always in my pockets because I'm afraid. Sometimes I react.
Right.
You know, if they scare me or something, like my hands just fly. So that's why I kept my hands in my pockets, just making sure, you know.
It was just fucking funny because we were just such trolls.
Well, that's the part, right? You're trolling.
Well, because I think the girls were like, it's just like a scared defense mechanism.
Well, yeah, that's the type of thing. It's like the people in the movie theaters that talk when you're in a scary movie.
Yeah, so like we get this like asylum thing, and Nick's girlfriend like meets this like scientist dude. It's like, "Welcome to my thing, patients," and sort of thing. It's like, "Oh, that's a nice hat," and he's like, "Yeah."
Yeah, it's like, what do you do?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, kudos to them. Everyone stayed in like
character. They must hate that though, because they're trying to like put their all into this, and then you get idiots who are just like, "Oh, hey." I saw one dude, and I think it was in the asylum part, and he was kind of like creeping around like in the corners and stuff, and I head bobbed to him, and he head bobbed to me back, and I was like, "Hey!"
The best part is when you see those people who are being stock still and waiting for people to come by, and like that happened right in the beginning. There was a bunch of witches, and there was like one that was like there, and I saw the like the slightest twitch. I'm like, "She's alive!" And right as I'm like about to say it, she's like, "I was like, I knew it!
I knew it!
I knew it!"
Yeah, they didn't really, like, a lot of them, I don't know if a lot of them just saw me and he's like, he's not good material.
I mean, I think that's what it was.
Yeah, like no one really came up to me. One dude tried and then I just looked at him because all he did was just scream in my face and I was just looking at him like I'm trying to walk here.
It was really funny because we get to like this hillbilly part and there's like the guys with chainsaws and stuff.
Yeah,
And the morning of this day was me and Nuno cutting down branches and stuff with chainsaws.
With chainsaws, you get war flashbacks.
So I smell the like gasoline thing from the saw, and I'm like, "Oh, this is not the intended." And like his like chainsaw stops, and I'm like, "Oh, did your oil go out or something?"
You're like, "Dude, I just saw this earlier today."
Yeah, like,
bro,
you need help starting it.
Yeah, it's like, "Dude, you should really get a new model.
Put the choke on, you know."
Yeah, it's like, "Oh, you should. I saw this model at Lowe's. It was on sale and it looked like it was a newer version of yours."
Gavana, you know, has a good one.
Yeah. You start talking brands and shit. Yeah, that's not really the best blade for cutting people.
You gotta make sure it's oil that doesn't get
stuck.
You know,
did you sharpen it before you came here? Yeah, dude.
But that's it was a really fun experience. I'm really happy.
I mean, it's a good time for sure. It's something to do, and you know,
I did more of these things now that I'm older. I'm just kind of like, psh, whatever.
Yeah.
And like, you go through like some of them, like some of those like Apple Orchards has like their haunted house thing, and you're going through. Let me give any listeners who happen to be running these things a piece of advice: don't play music. Because that immediately takes the scare out.
Honestly, the silence is like the worst part, but then you'd probably like hear people coming and stuff.
Well, because like we go in and it's Nyambald Mountain, it's like da da da, and I'm like, Nyambald Mountain is not the scary choice you're going for. Like,
yeah, you know, speaking, I did another Halloween thing at Universal.
Now, see, that's different. That has a big budget behind it.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, the whole park was decked out, and, like, people were running up to you and, like, chasing you around and, like, doing a bunch of different things. There was, like, broken like cars everywhere. Yeah. And, like, yeah, it was an atmosphere for sure.
Like, that listen, you fun. Literally have the Hollywood budget, like right yeah. there. Like, you can yeah. do a lot of shit.
That one was fun. I enjoyed that one.
You know what I always wanted to kind of do? Mm. Not be a runner, but be a zombie in one of the zombie chase things.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I feel like it would just be fun as hell.
No, what we need is a horde.
Yeah.
One zombie is not enough.
Well, no, that's what it was like. These race things where you have the people, runners, and then like you have like a horde of zombies.
Oh, that'd be cool. And they like chase after them.
And I'm like, oh.
Dude, that's like a manhunt, but zombie-fied.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that'd be cool. She'll organize that. Let's get a bunch of people, like a few people who know how to do makeup and stuff.
I mean, it was a thing. I don't know if it's still a thing.
Mm.
But it was like...
Probably not around this time frame.
Nah, I don't know. But like, I think, if I remember, they closed down like a couple of blocks of a city and they just went. And I'm like,
yeah, that's fucking awesome. What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's cool as shit. I'd be scared shitless. If there was like 10, a like horde. 15. Yeah, yeah, I'd be scared shitless.
I know, that's all I'm like.
This is like tryouts for the apocalypse. Will I make it?
Yeah, right.
No.
No.
The answer is no. I have a crazy Halloween experience.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. You can tell me how crazy you think it is. So obviously, I lived like in Bridgeport for like most of my life, right? So yeah. It was one of these years where me and a bunch of my friends were teenagers, but we decided we're going to go trick-or-treating just for the fun of it in our neighborhood, just get some candy and just bull out, you know?
Yeah.
I think that was the year I was the Twilight Vampire. So we were walking all the way around, just doing our own thing, right? Mm. And suddenly this car pulls up and starts shooting at us.
Shooting?
We don't know. At the time, all you hear is poof, 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 poof. And we're all like this, like on the street, like wondering. And all I hear is my friends go, ah, right? Like, and I'm like terrified. And you just see them drive by. It was horrifying. It turned out to be pellets. Like, luckily, it wasn't actual bullets.
Yeah. Okay.
But it was pellets and like a few of my friends. And I got hit.
Yeah.
Like, welts, like. Fucking apparently these people were terrorizing the whole neighborhood.
Oof.
They got arrested.
I imagine. Yeah.
But me and my friend Spencer, who I've mentioned, one who just got married recently.
Oh, yes.
I was with him and we were the only two out of them that didn't get hit.
Ooh.
And we were just like, bro, it wasn't our time.
Yeah,
it wasn't our time.
That is scary. Yeah.
That was scary, right? Because you imagine, all right, you're in Bridgeport, that's one.
Yeah.
And we're like on the east side, so that's like one of the sides that's not the greatest, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And then you just have a drive-by, which is common. And then and then you hear bullets fly, and you're just like, what the fuck? Like, seriously, it was intense, dude.
Yeah, on the opposite end.
Yeah.
The one kind of creepy thing about Halloween night around here when we were younger is that because we were in a very wooded area.
Sure.
So it's more of wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
Scares, and like you would be down the other block, it'd be kind of like you and some people, and you hear that in the, like, oh, in the forest, and you're like, please don't be near me.
Oh, I had a creep. Speaking of which, I have a creepy story. It's not Halloween related, but it's spooky.
Okay, spooky's good.
So me and two other friends used to go to this golf course.
Yeah.
Get in contact with Mary Jane. And so there is this one spot that was up top on the mountain that was like a mile out from where we were.
Okay.
And it was like sun was starting to set, like very early onset, right?
Mm.
And one of my friends was like, I want to go over there. And obviously me being the smart one was like, no, let's not do that. Right.
Yeah.
And then my other friend was like, no, I want to do it too. So I had two options, like go with them or I stand by myself here. Yeah. So I said, all right, well, I'll go. So it's going, we're talking, we're sitting on the bench, just having a good time, no problems. Right.
Right.
It starts to get dark because we're talking and you know, doing our thing and not really noticing. And then all of a sudden we hear, and we're like, what the fuck? Like, what was that? And it sounded like somebody was dying. It sounded like somebody was literally dying.
Did it sound like a woman dying?
Yeah, it was a Cheshire cat.
No.
Or it wasn't a Cheshire. What was it called?
A mountain lion.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Holy shit, really? So I guess that makes it even worse.
That could have been actually a serious situation.
Yeah, so we were hearing it and it was far, right? But not far enough.
Yeah.
You know? And we're like, okay. So then we start walking back because we're getting a little spooked now.
Yeah.
And it's dark now.
Yeah.
Right? And we hear it again and it's closer. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we start hearing a lot of them. Like more than one.
Oh.
Like it was, they got, some of them were deeper than other ones, and they were kind of coming from like all around us.
Oof. I mean, they don't hide in packs.
So we think there's multiple theories. You know, the cats that scream, what are they called? I think, aren't they Cheshire cats or something? Not Cheshire cats.
Well, Cheshire cats don't exist.
No. Yeah, you're right. I'm not thinking.
I mean, mountain lions have the scream because can't roar properly.
I'm saying the name so bad. People are going to roast me. Oh my God, what is it? It's that there's a wild cat that lives out there that's not a mountain lion.
A bobcat?
No.
Not lynx? No.
No.
I'm trying to think in this area. Like,
yeah, I'm trying to
think. Mountain lions, they're also cougars too, but like.
Hold on.
Yeah, cougars do that. Bobcat. What is it?
Fisher. That's what I was thinking.
Fisher cat.
Yeah.
They scream?
Yeah, you ever heard one of those before, man? I'll show you after the podcast. Yeah, it's pretty gnarly.
I've never heard that.
So we thought it was a Fisher cat. But then what we really started noticing as they were getting deeper and multiplying, it was coyotes. Was our assumption.
Okay.
So I think it was a combination of the two. Mm. We don't really know to this day.
Just the whole mountain going off.
So to make matters worse, all right, so get back in. So we're freaking out because we're hearing them and they're getting real close, right? Yeah. We get lost.
Oh, my boy.
We get lost because it's dark and we don't know where we are.
Oh, my God.
So at this point, we just make a beeline, like we just start running in a direction and hoping for the best. Like we somehow managed to recognize an area after a while of running and still hearing them.
Yeah.
And like the whole time we just felt like we were being watched, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't know if it was just us or if it was like instinct, like we are being watched.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But it was like the freakiest thing. And like we finally got out and we got back to the area where we normally go.
Yeah.
And we stayed there for a little bit because I think we were in the clear at that point. Like they weren't following anymore or whatever.
Right.
But like, I don't know, dude. You just like, when you looked out, it was just the darkness.
Yeah.
And it was just something to this day, like something so eerie about that night.
Such a primal like
fear. Like you just feel something is there.
Yeah.
You know, it was really, really creepy. One of those times I'll never forget, man.
Yeah. Never. Ever. This advice for all listening, never, ever, ever hike at night. Never,
don't
ever.
Don't hike at all. That's the message. Yeah.
Again. Because, I mean, we've had a couple of those scares, too, of, like, yeah, it would be on the mountain while it's still dark, and this would be more in, like, north of us, where, so, like, now you have the possibility of, like, bears and stuff. Mm-hmm.
That's the thing we didn't even think about, too, you know?
Well, bears don't make noise. They're not really.
No, but that's, like, even worse.
I know. Yeah.
They don't.
I mean, also,
a bear will sneak up on you.
I think since you're, like, a party of people, like a group of three, like, a solo animal would
not. You don't think a bear would care?
They won't really approach you.
You don't think so?
No.
I don't know. I feel like if I was a bear and I saw just three kids, I could take them, you know?
Yeah, but it's like, it wouldn't, because, I mean,
I guess, like, instinctually you would think that we have numbers, so it wouldn't even bother.
Like, coyotes and cougars would be more concerning.
Well, yeah, because they don't give a shit.
They don't give a shit. Well,
no, coyotes are in packs, so yeah, they have the numbers, and mountain lions are like, I'm a mountain lion, yeah. So.
I scream like a dying woman on purpose.
I didn't know mountain lions do that too. That's pretty true.
It is the most horrible scream.
I doubt it.
I didn't know fisher cats did that.
Yeah, I doubt it was a mountain lion just because of the location where it was. But it didn't really seem like the territory for something like that. They're more mountainous, and it's not really.
Yeah, but you never really know.
You never. I mean, it's true. You never know. But like, I really don't think it was. If it was, we really dodged a bullet.
Yeah, you fucking. We could have
dodged
it.
We dodged hard. Yeah, because there would have been no escape for that thing. It would have gotten one of us.
Yeah.
Whoever was the slowest. You know.
You've had a fight.
Yeah, you would have to really fight. I mean, it was three of us, so like maybe we could have done something, but. Still,
just protect the throat.
Yeah, seriously. Not that that's the only way that you can die from it, though. They claw your stomach.
Yeah,
you're
but
pretty
that,
much screwed
yeah, but
too.
That's the kill. That's the kill.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween scares. Yeah, for sure. Do you have like speaking of like Halloween and candy on the jazz? Do you have like a favorite like treat or anything?
Now,
do you want a treat, Michael?
What, am I a fucking dog? Okay.
come on.
I being belittled here on
oh,
this
come
podcast.
On. You know I'm
kidding. Being demoralized as a human being.
Oh, come
or
on.
A reaper, whatever I am now.
All right. Yeah, aren't you a skeleton?
Yeah, I don't have rights anymore. anyway, you're gonna listen.
Yeah.
I like Kit Kats. You know, those are always good.
Kit Kats are prime, dude.
Kit Kats are like A tier, S tier candy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Milky Ways are pretty good too. I like the caramel.
You like Twix?
I never had Twix.
What?
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm bringing you a Twix next time I see
oh
you.
Oh my God. You're missing out. This
you
is
are missing out. Twix are, we got the caramel and the cookie and the chocolate. Fire.
But in terms of Halloween,
mm-hmm.
I have a liking for candy corn.
Me too.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That would have been mine too.
Yeah.
Everybody's always shitting on me for liking candy corn. And I'm like, fuck you guys. It's good.
Oh my God.
That's what I was going to say. I was telling him earlier, for the people who don't know, I was telling him earlier that he was going to shit on me for my candy taste and, for, you know, the candy that I like. And it turns out that you like it too. Let's go. Candy corn nation.
Because like people are just like, yo, that's not good for you. And it's like shitty candy.
No candy corn, is good for you.
It's
fool.
Basically just corn syrup and sugar. And I'm
dude,
like,
it's,
yeah, but
it's
it tastes
bomb,
good.
Bro. It's bomb. People don't know what they're missing. It's just something about the texture of it too.
Yeah.
And then it comes in threes, like you could bite the tip.
Yeah,
middle,
I don't know why
people
it's
don't
good.
Get it. It's satisfying, it's just, man. I'll admit I can't have too much of
oh,
it.
Oh no, no.
Because then like I start to feel icky.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy some candy corn. I haven't had any this year. We should like get a pot or something for like the next episode.
It's not gonna be Halloween anymore.
Let's go to town. So what, man? So
well, I mean by the time this episode releases, it will be Halloween. So
yeah.
I guess. Kind of.
You know what, Michael? You know what? I rescind it. Never mind.
Okay.
I'll get my own package. How about that? How about that?
Sorry.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding, man. I'll bring you one
too.
Yeah. I'll bring you one with the Twix. It'll be a double whammy.
But like
that's kind of lit though. I met another candy
corn aficionado.
Yeah. A connoisseur.
Oh, you like the corn of candy.
And just like different color versions. Put it all taste
yeah,
the same.
Yeah. Like it's all food coloring, man.
Yeah, no, dude, I know. It doesn't taste like anything different.
What we used to do a lot, and I want to kind of get back into it, is we made these things called sugar bones.
Okay.
Or essentially it's like egg white and sugar stuff made into
do
like.
Do you want a sugar bone, Michael? What is happening? All right, continue. I'm sorry.
And like, yeah, you shave them the bones and you let them harden and stuff. And they really taste good. I mean, they're yeah. very simple, but they're like, yeah. it's the right thing for Halloween. I'm just like, it's this quick little sugary thing that's in the shape of a bone. And we always used to make a bunch of it. But then like, as people started getting phased out of Halloween, we stopped doing it.
Do you like butterscotch bars? I feel yeah. like I haven't had, like, it's just an off-brand candy that I never see anyone eat, but yeah, it still exists.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean.
It's like, who buys those? Like, I've never seen it. It's not that I hate, I like butterscotch, like, in cake and stuff, but, like, I've just never, like who goes out and seeks that?
Who likes Babe Ruths?
Does that still exist?
Yes.
It does? I don't think I've ever had one in my life.
I haven't either. They're garbage.
How do you know, then?
I think they're minty?
Oh, no, that's an L, straight out the, yeah, straight like, out the bag, the packaging.
And they look like a fucking hockey puck. And I'm like, why are you here? Go back to, like, the 80s and 90s, mate.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never, like, I forgot they exist. That was, like, the first time.
Yeah, because they're the candy we tried trading out.
What happened to Mike and Ike's? Weren't they just going to become Mike and then Ike?
Ike.
Yeah, right.
Backslash.
No, that's not back. That's
I
not
fight I, for my show. Friends. Oh, that's Marv.
Yeah, dude, we're just all fucked up.
Okay.
Counter. There it is.
Yeah, there's some candies where you just like get them in your basket and you're just like, come on.
Oh, I hate that.
Get out of here.
I hate that.
What the fuck? Did you just empty your fucking like candy bowl from your like dining room 20 years ago? Like,
and you know what's crazy is that looking back, like now I understand like the open candies, like, you know, like the ones that are clearly not like tightly sealed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the ones that you like wrap yourself type stuff. Yeah. Like my mom would never let me have those. And I'm like, good. Because that is like the easiest way to like be a mass murderer.
Well, it's also gross.
You think so?
Well, yeah. It's like, what the fuck are you? Don't touch the candy.
Well, No. I don't think it's like that. I think it's like you have to like roll them up. And like
oh, like someone packaged it?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying like someone opened like a Kit Kat and then gave it to me. No, that's not what I mean.
Enjoy your candy, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, no, like... No, I mean, like, more or less, like, them packaging it themselves. Like, that is kind of sketch. Like, all right, so I'm sure there's plenty of people who do that with good intentions, but come on. That's like, you could put anything in that bitch. You know what I mean?
Among Us.
Yeah, seriously. Like, you could just literally do anything. And it's just like, I don't know.
How much you want to bet this year someone's going to be handing out honeycombs?
Oh,
in order to get you treat, you have to carve out the treat.
Dude, that episode was intense, bro. Squid Game.
Squid Game.
Shout out to Squid Game.
We'll talk about you next time, if you like. We'll talk about some of you next time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think I'll finish by next. Maybe I will. I don't know. Well, TBA.
All right.
But we'll talk a little bit about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the episode was wild. I was stressed out.
I'm just going to give everybody an umbrella.
I was just stressed out for the old man.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, damn you. What is his name? The glasses.
Oh, Sang-woo.
Damn you, Sang-woo. And so you couldn't have told the geezer, like, of all people. I mean, Jung, I don't care, but like, but I mean, it's not that I don't like the character, but I'm just saying, like, out of all the people, the old man is the jewel.
Yeah.
All right, but that's next. Totally.
All right. Back to Halloween. One, like we said, Kit Kats S tier, right? We can save that safely.
Yeah.
What's your opinion on Smarties?
What are the Smarties? Those little...
It's like those little, like it looks like a pocket of ecstasy.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah.
They're like a candy that if no other candy was there, I wouldn't be mad that they're there. But it's like, at the same time, I'm not going to choose that over a Kit Kat.
It feels like a drug.
Like, well, you're popping Smarties. Yeah. I mean, hey man, whatever works for you, I guess, in that regard. I don't know.
It's
I get what
not
you're saying.
A coincidence that all the ecstasy tablets would look like Smarties. It can't be a coincidence, right?
Dude, imagine some kid who, like, goes up to like his college sister's room,
yeah,
and he's like, "Oh, look, Smarties." And
Lucy in the sky.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, that someone put an actual warning of like, yo, watch out for this because they look really similar. You just have to look at the logo.
How do you know, Michael?
Because I looked at the article and I'm like, wow, that looks like a Smartie.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, dude.
He said, no, I know you. I'm not going to implement that. I'm just kidding. I know you don't do that.
I've heard enough stories. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, it's not something I've dabbled in, I can say.
Don't.
I don't feel like there would ever be a scenario where that even be offered to me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really go anywhere.
Halloween, ooh.
Oh, come on. Yeah, right.
Really screw up with these kids.
Yeah, right. Here, I don't have any candy.
I see demons.
Yeah. I don't have any candy, but here, have a good time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I know. What's your thoughts on licorice?
Horrible.
Thank you. That's all I needed to know.
It's just
not good.
It's a subpar Twizzler.
But I don't like Twizzlers either.
I mean, Twizzlers are okay, though.
Twizzlers are licorice.
Yeah, but they taste good.
No, they don't.
They're okay.
They're all right. But that's not good.
But at least, like, it's not just like instant, like, in my mouth.
Black licorice, I'm convinced, is the devil's semen. So it's just like...
That specific.
That shit should not exist.
Oh, my God. Right. All right, what's worse, Babe Ruth's or...
I'm going to say devil's semen, clearly.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know what a Babe Ruth tastes like, so I can't even make that comparison.
True. Yeah, it's... I don't know. It's like if a Twizzler and a raisin just, like, merged, and it's just like... But you took all the sweetness out.
It's like the raisin's been there for like 3 days.
Yeah.
Unrefrigerated.
It was like a raisin that was like in the couch.
It was like, you know, those little box raisins you can get?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. It's like the one that's like stuck at the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Like it was dried out a little too much.
Yeah, it was a little bit too much. It's like, I could tell why you were packaged at the bottom. Yeah. For sure.
Like it had a choice.
Yeah, it's like darker than all the other ones, which is like hard to do as it is.
And the furtive raisin, so easily forgotten.
It's like, yeah, seriously, right? It's like preserved.
Oh, preserved further.
Further, yeah, seriously.
Oh, yeah, it's, there's, I'm trying to remember now, because.
Have you had a Hershey's cookies and cream?
Yes.
That shit is bomb too.
It's pretty good.
Had a jawbreaker.
You had a jawbreaker?
Have you had a jawbreaker?
No.
Yeah. You never had a jawbreaker before?
No, I have not.
They're not as big as an Ed and Eddie. Well, no, to spoil your bubble.
Yeah, I knew that. Because I watched Ed and Eddie. I was kind of just like, what the fuck are these things? You know?
Well, if you look at Ed and Eddie at all, you'll say, what the fuck is this? Like, you know what
true,
I mean?
True, true.
The canker sister.
Oh, my God. Doors, yes.
yeah, you but dare I, mock the son of a shepherd.
You'll get the shoe. That's me in an alternate timeline.
I went more ham with
the farmer lifestyle.
Oh my God, that was one of my favorite shows of all time.
Yeah, it was really good.
What a gem. That movie, you saw the movie?
Yeah.
To close it out?
Yeah.
Oh, man. What a gem.
What a banger.
What a banger. It's just, like, untainted. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, and you're also lucky because it is never going to come back again.
No, and there's good. It shouldn't come back again.
It can, like, you can't do, like, a Powerpuff Girls reboot or a Teen Titans Go version of
the only thing I could think of that I'd enjoy if it became, like, an adult show.
Like Adult Swim?
And they were, like, older, and, like, they can say, like, fuck! You know,
I can see that, yeah.
And like have it kind of be like a Family Guy-esque South Park kind of series.
Yeah,
I would enjoy seeing something like that. But let it just be what it is, right?
The Halloween episode of Ed and Eddie was actually pretty intense.
Yeah, which one was that again? I don't remember.
I think it's like, whatever comics Ed is reading is like coming to life sort of thing. And like I remember this singularly, there's like the alien one, and then like that these giant saw blades come down and like abduct the whole cul-de-sac.
Yeah,
you're just like, what?
That show is trippy, man. Shows back in the day were sick. Courage.
Return the Slab.
I watched Courage not like I don't know.
Courage
like,
is actually freaky.
I didn't watch Courage not that long ago, actually. I just happened to be like, you know, in the right place, right time.
Courage. Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy was also there too.
I didn't like that one as much. The Grim Adventures. It's not, I don't know why. It's not that it creeped me out or anything. I don't know. Just, I guess like, I have a weird thing with art styles, you know? Like,
oh, so, yeah, it was
the art style didn't really appeal to me.
Yeah, it was just.
why was Grim Jamaican? It made no sense to me.
He was originally supposed to be British.
Was he?
Yeah.
I don't know which one it works better. I guess for the sake of like, I don't know.
Comedy, like.
Yeah, like, it's like.
That's, it fits that's, so well, though.
Yeah. And he's such a baby. man, that's funny. Yeah, British, I'd be like. Because they just have, like, such, you know, the accent and everything, but.
You want a fucking pork shank?
Yeah, it's like, Billy, Mandy, what did you do?
Give me back. I default to Jamaican. I can't do it. Give me back my scythe.
Oh, God.
That should be for next year. We got to do like Halloween or horror shows sort of thing.
Oh, we should. We should. All right, let's just stop talking about it. So
you didn't hear anything. You're going to forget this in a year. Don't worry.
This is not the podcast that you're looking for.
Or it is.
Or is it? Dun, dun, dun.
I love the soundboard. Anyway.
I do.
Yeah.
I don't really have anything else to talk about. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just excited for Halloween.
I'm hyped to build this suit, man.
Yeah, I am ready to go on the streets. You know, my plan is, right?
Okay.
Get my pyramid head costume and then replicate that plague doctor walk.
Okay.
You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
And then have like my foam just blasting Gangster's Paradise and just do the walk. And dude, I walk through the valley of the shadow and just go down the street.
Just memeing it out.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's too funny.
Because unfortunately, not everyone gets it.
Yeah.
So they're like, are you like a butcher dude? And I'm like, you wound me.
Dude, you uncultured swan. No, I mean, you can't fault people for that, you know. But what's the word I'm looking for? Enlighten them.
Educate.
Yeah, you can enlighten them on the topic. You could say,
my name is Pyramid Head.
I'm like, you can learn more about me at Imposter Syndrome Podcast on Spotify and all streaming platforms.
Episode 016 of the Imposter Syndrome Podcast, Horror Games.
You can check that one out and you can learn all about who I am. And watch our other episodes and tell your friends.
Yes.
Your assignment is your whole Halloween. You have to mark it.
I'm really tempted. I mean, I was talking about with you this, and maybe we'll do it, maybe we're not. But like, I was like, do like a promo for the last episode of just have me in the costume.
Yeah,
and I just have a sign that says "Imposter Syndrome out now." Like the new episode out now.
You should do that.
Oh my god.
That'd be fucking sick. We could put some fucking what's that Adult Swim rock band that plays in the urinal? You know what I'm talking about? You never seen that before? The Adult Swim like short. It's like this band that's playing in the urinal and they're going fucking hard, dude. You've never seen that?
I don't think I remember.
I'll show you after. Because it's fucking rad.
Oh my god.
They play for like 13 minutes in there and they do several different like kind of mixed genres, but it's pretty good. It's cool.
Jesus.
We can put that music in front of it for the meme.
Or do Hotel Room Service by Hitbull.
No.
That's still my favorite. Someone made it. No!
I've been doing that all day.
I don't even know why you're doing that.
I don't know either. It just came in my head, so I'm doing it now. I will fucking destroy you.
You didn't even play Undertale. You don't even fucking know.
You didn't play Undertale. You don't know the innuendos of what you're talking about.
The windows.
Yeah, you're a poser, man. Yeah. All right, this is just derailing.
I'm not a poser. I'm an imposter.
Ooh. Do I have it still? I don't know. There it is. Oh my god. 5 minutes too late.
It's hard, you guys. I gotta switch pages.
No, I know. I understand.
All right.
But we're getting off the rails, so I think it's best to just, you know, call it as we see it.
All right. Well, ladies and ghouls.
Ooh.
This has been our Halloween Spooktacular. Ooh. 2021. It's over now.
2021.
Yeah, dude.
So scary.
Yeah.
Nah, but we definitely appreciate you guys listening and dealing with us through this Brewtacular.
I mean, it's been a fun ride.
It's been a fun ride. I mean, we've been really trying to up the game and like change things up and keep it interesting. So we always appreciate you guys listening and maybe telling your friends. And, you know, I hear sometimes like, oh, I listen to your podcast and I really like it. I'm like, oh, that's so cool, you know, and things like that.
I just get confused when I look at analytics. It's like 8 downloads today. And I'm like, who are you?
I know. It's just like, yeah, dude, our last podcast has like, you know, 20 something downloads or whatever.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
It's so cool. It's like, and in a short amount of time, too. Usually it takes like a little bit of time to build up each episode. So it was very fast. So it was like, that's cool. It's cool to see. We're getting up there. We're getting more countries that listen to us. Yeah. So thank you for listening.
I hope you're enjoying it, and I hope you stick around.
Yes, please stick around. It's only going to get better from here. We're going to keep trying new things and upping the game. And, you know, we really appreciate you guys being on this journey with us.
Yes.
But we'll leave you alone and from our descent of madness.
Yes.
I'm Jake.
I'm Michael, and have a good Halloween.
Ooh. Peace. Stronger than the world.